All this week, families across the country have been counting their Thanksgiving blessings. Here at Seton Elementary School in Washington, D.C., there are children learning about Thanksgiving for the first time. And not just the kids, but also their parents. Many families here come from Bolivia, Nepal, Ethiopia, China, and also America. We stopped by Stephanie Austin's Head Start class, where parents and children gathered for a lesson on America's first multicultural holiday. They also exchanged their own culinary treats. Vu Bei brought fried rice.
I'm Vu Bei. I'm from China. My son, this class, I have one daughter, the other class. In my country, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. We don't have this holiday in my country. I really don't know and the Thanksgiving. I don't know the story.
My name is Stacy. My name is Stacy Ventura. Since I came here, I have to learn about Thanksgiving, what happened in the first Thanksgiving, and why is Thanksgiving, why they celebrate Thanksgiving. And now I'll learn.
The parents listen in as Miss Austin offers a lesson on the first Thanksgiving to the 2 and 3-year-olds in her class.
Mañana we looked at this. Yesterday we looked at this. And we saw the picture of the first Thanksgiving, la primera Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving. And remember we talked about how the pilgrims, they learned things from the Indians, and the Indians learned things from the pilgrims. And they sat down one day, they did a lot of cooking, they learned how to hunt. But they had to catch that turkey. Do you think he wanted to go? They had to catch that turkey, and he had his neck. So this is what we're doing. We're saying thank you. Can we all say thank you?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you para amigos. Thank you for friends.
Across the hall in Peggy Handy's second grade class, the kids are a little older, 7 and 8. They know the story of Thanksgiving. Now they're focusing on the meaning of Thanksgiving.
We learned about the pilgrims coming over. We learned about the Native Americans helping them with so many things. You talked about being with family, so you're going to give me some ideas about some things you're thankful for, okay?
Miss Handy, I got one. I'm thankful for having a nice, wonderful family. I am thankful for having a home.
I am thankful for having a healthy baby sister. We went to the hospital and then they said I couldn't stay there, so they took me home, and then my mom called me and she said that maybe the baby was going to get born, and then it did.
I am thankful for having a nice soft bed to sleep in.
I am thankful for good people.
I am thankful for having a brother.
I am thankful for a school.
I am thankful for having God.
I learned it's not about eating food, it's about getting together and learning about your family.
I am thankful for my family, because I live with my mom and my sister and my other sister.
I am thankful for this whole world because it make a better place.
I'm thankful for love.
And one of mine is that I'm thankful for having such a wonderful class. Can I put that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to add one.
Ms. Handy's class includes Dejan Shelton, age 7, Eduardo Garcia, age 7, Taja Nance, age 8, Devon Green, age 7, Tariq Broadnax, age 7, Jessica Dolford, also 7, Sunny Chain, age 7, Dominique White, 8, and Corey Robertson, age 7.